Day 1000 of the Siege of Seattle.
The Muslim community demands an end to the army's occupation of mosques.
The Homeland Security Bill is ratified. After 8 years, British borders will remain closed. The deportation of illegal immigrants will continue. Good morning. Our lead story.
The world was stunned today by the death of Diego Ricardo, the youngest person on the planet. Baby Diego was stabbed outside a bar in Buenos Aires after refusing to sign an autograph.
Witnesses at the scene say that Diego spat in the face of a fan who asked for an autograph. He was killed in the ensuing brawl. The fan was later beaten to death by the angry crowd. Born in 2009, the son of Marcelo and Silvia Ricardo, a working-class couple from Mendoza, he struggled all his life with the celebrity status thrust upon him as the world's youngest person.
Diego Ricardo, the youngest person on the planet, was 18 years, 4 months, 20 days, 16 hours, and 8 minutes old.
Throughout his life, Diego Ricardo was a tragic reminder of the 18 years of infertility that humanity has endured and its effect upon the world we now live in. It seems that the mantle of the world's youngest human has passed to a woman. She is 18 years, 5 months and 11 days old.
Baron, Mr. Griffiths. I seem to be more affected by baby Diego's death than I realize, sir. If you wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate it if I could finish my day's work at home.
Jasper.
Good to see you. Come on. You know who did it?
Islamic, fishes, fuck knows.
I bet it was the government. Every time one of our politicians is in trouble, a bomb explodes.
It's the second time in a month.
You okay?
It was horrible.
I'm glad you don't take cream or sugar, Aviva. Losing you and baby Diego on the same day would be too hard to bear.
Well, that was even worse, everybody crying. I mean, baby Diego, come on, the guy was a wanker.
Yeah, but he was the youngest wanker on earth. Pull my finger, quick.
Oh, Jasper, not... Oh, fuck. That's disgusting.
Illegal immigrants, taking them to Bex Hill. Poor Fugees, after escaping the worst atrocities and finally making it to England, our government hunts them down like cockroaches. Any girls?
No.
What about the one we had lunch with, Lauren?
Lorna. That was ages ago.
Oh, I like her. What happened?
She decided to renounce.
Renounce? Are those the ones that kneeled down for a month for salvation?
No, they're the repenters. The renouncers flagellate themselves for the forgiveness of humanity.
Oh, right. The dating ain't what it used to be, is it, amigo? What'd you do on your birthday?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, you must have done something.
No, same as every other day. Woke up, felt like shit. Went to work, felt like shit.
That's called a hangover, amigo.
At least with a hangover, I feel something. Honestly, Jasper, sometimes...
You could always come and live with us.
Yeah, but if I did that, I wouldn't have anything to look forward to.
Catch your dreams before they slip away. Thine old time.
Look who it is. It's Theo.
Hey, Janice. How you doing?
It's Theo, your rebel with a lost cause. She loves his colour. Don't you, darling?
Is there a chance it will not work for me? There have been no cases of anyone surviving who has taken the preparation.
Daddy government hands out suicide kits and antidepressants in the rations, but ganja is still illegal. Most of my weed goes to Bex Hill now. This bloke buys it from me and smuggles it in. Guess what he does? His real job.
Immigration cop.
Bravo. One of the many perks of having a refugee camp in the neighbourhood. Oh, taste that. Cough. You taste it? Strawberries. This is strawberry cough. So, Human Project is having this dinner, and all the wisest men in the world are there.
Human Project? What do people believe this crap? You know, even if these people existed with these facilities in secret locations, fuck me, that's strong. Even if they discovered the cure for infertility, doesn't matter. Too late. World went to shit. You know what? It was too late before the infertility thing happened, for fuck's sake.
I'm still trying to tell a joke, man.
Right, sorry, go on.
No, I'm not telling it now.
No, come on, Jasper.
No, I'm not fucking done.
Go on.
Okay. The Human Project gives this great big dinner for all the scientists and sages in the world. They're tossing around theories about the ultimate mystery. Why are women infertile? Why can't we make babies anymore? Some of them say it's genetic experiments, gamma rays, pollution, same old, same old. Anyway, in the corner, this Englishman's sitting. He hasn't said a word. He's just tucking into his dinner. So they decide to ask him. They say, well, why do you think we can't make babies anymore? And he looks up at them, and he's chewing on this great big wing. And he says, I haven't the faintest idea, he said. But this stalk is quite tasty, isn't it? Eating a fucking stalk. Eating a stalk.
Italia. You okay, amigo?
Yeah, my ears are still ringing from earlier.
Ah, well, a little Zen music won't bother you then, will it?
You are under the jurisdiction of the Fishers. The Fishers are at war with the British government until they recognise equal rights for every immigrant in Britain.
We're not going to hurt you, we just want to talk. But don't do anything stupid.
Uncover him.
It isn't safe.
Do it.
It's Julian.
You scared the shit out of me.
I'm sorry about the theatrics, but we had no choice. The police have been a pain in the ass lately. How have you been?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Cut the lights.
Please keep using that old photo of you in the posters. Doesn't do you justice.
What do the police know about justice?
What exactly is it you guys do, anyway?
The Fishers fight for equal rights for every immigrant in Britain.
He knows what we do.
Well, you almost fucking blew me up in a coffee shop yesterday. My ears are still ringing.
We don't bomb.
It's the government. That's what they do to spread the fear.
What about Liverpool?
After Liverpool, we stopped bombing. We started speaking to the people. And they're joining us, Theo. British people, too.
I don't talk politics.
It's all you ever used to do.
That was 20 years ago. I'm a lot more successful now.
Come on, Theo. Walk with me.
I don't think that's a good
Come
idea.
Come on. You smoking?
Yeah, it's not working.
I heard about your mother. I'm sorry.
Were your parents in New York when it happened?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, well, that's the world we live in now, isn't it?
Why am I here, Jules?
I need your help. I need transit papers. Not for me. A girl. She's a Fuji. I need to get her to the coast, past security checkpoints.
I haven't seen you for nearly 20 years, and you come asking me for transit papers.
Can you do it?
I don't see how.
You could ask your cousin. The government finances his Arc of the Arts. He has access to papers.
Yeah, but he'd never do it.
He would if you asked him.
I can't. It's too dangerous.
I can get you £5,000. I know you need the money.
What are you talking about? I don't fucking need your money.
Right. Sorry. My mistake.
You know that ringing in your ears?
That E, that's the sound of the ear cells dying, like their swan song. Once it's gone, you'll never hear that frequency again. Enjoy it while it lasts.
This never fucking happens. Didn't go and tell him tales because we'll be watching you. At work, when you sleep, when you have a piss, we'll be watching. All the fucking time.
Jeez, your breath stinks.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It was Julian's idea bringing you here. She put herself at great risk. Now, you know about the $5,000 we can offer you. So if you change your mind, pin this to the notice board at Camden Tube. We'll do the rest.
Bus fare.
Mr. Farrell, the minister's expecting you. This way, sir. I'm afraid this is a non-smoking facility.
You've got something in your teeth.
If you'll excuse me.
Couldn't save La Pietà. Smashed up before we got there. Pretty rummy, huh?
My mum had a plastic one in the bathroom. It was a lamp.
Good to see you, Theo.
We got to keep Las Meninas and a few other Velasquez. But we only got a hold of two Goyas. That thing in Madrid was a real blow to art.
Not to mention people. How's Martha?
She's doing her animal charity thing. Sends her love.
Give her my best.
Yes. Why did you come, Theo?
Well, the thing is, I met this girl.
Cute?
Beautiful.
Is it serious?
Very. She's got this brother in Brighton, and she hasn't seen him for about 5 years, and he's not doing too good.
Ah.
I mean, pretty sick. I don't think he's going to make it.
Sorry.
I've got money. I was just hoping that you might... I was hoping you could get us the transit papers to get to the coast.
Transit papers? It's quite a favor.
I know.
Highly controlled. Alex, take your pills. Alex. Alex?
Alex!
Thank you.
can't they?
I'm really sorry, Nigel. I just don't know who else to ask.
See what I can do. What?
You kill me. 100 years from now, there won't be one sad fuck to look at any of this. What keeps you going?
You know what it is, Theo? I just don't think about it.
Where's Julian?
She couldn't make it. Sends her best. Here's a photo of the girl and a name.
Oh, hang on. We got a problem. All I could get were joint transit papers, which means I would have to escort them now.
Will you?
For a couple more grand.
Julian thinks very highly of you.
How's she?
Yeah. Thanks again. The old days, back at the bus.
Yeah, except we're the old farts now.
You're looking good.
Right.
Seriously, look at me.
It's hard for me to look at you. He had your eyes.
You know, I never understood how you got over it so quickly.
You think I got over it? No one could get over it. I live with it. I think about him
every day.
Come
on, I mean, the way you just
say, you don't have a monopoly on suffering, you know. You always carry this memory like a ball.
What do you fucking know about my memories? You don't know what I feel or what... Oh, yeah, there you go. It's what you always do. When it gets tough, you walk away.
Do your part. This is our stop. Avoiding
So why did you come to me? You could have found other ways to get transit papers.
Probably.
So why me?
I trust you.
And what happens after?
Well, you take a train back. It'll be safer.
No, I mean, what happens to us?
I don't know. Theo, come on. You came for the money.
Did I?
Theo?
You got my money.
See?
We'll take you down to the first checkpoint on the Canopy Road. And you and Key are on your own.
Thank you.
Well, this is obviously the elite unit.
This is Miriam.
Hi.
This is the girl.
Key. This is Theo. Fuck you staring at.
Apparently the pleasure's all mine. Are we planning a sing-along? Good. I'm gonna take a nap.
Radio Avalon. And now one for all the nostalgics out there. A blast from the past all the way back from 2003. That beautiful time when people refused to accept the future was just around the corner.
Hey. You're snoring.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. He always snored.
Where are we?
Canterbury. We're close.
Anyone know if there's a hotel around here?
What?
Julian promised me a little bit of action.
You still like it in the afternoon?
So what do you do? Rob a train? Blow up a building?
Leave the girl alone. You told me he was suave. One kid's a drunk.
He's suave. Should have seen him in the old days when he was a real activist.
You were the activist. I just wanted to get laid.
One time, the police came to throw us out of our squat, and Theo invited them up for coffee to negotiate, only the coffee was spiked with ketamine.
No. You didn't, did you?
Oh, fuck off. You've got to be kidding.
You know how many people I've tried this with?
I don't want to know.
You'll be happy to know, out of the hundreds, you are still the only one.
I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
The car's moving too much.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. You are. Right?
Hilarious. No, wait. Okay. Do it again. Julian, that's disgusting. Look out!
Jesus!
Go.
Fuck.
Go, we're gonna make it. Come on, we're gonna make it.
I'm not gonna make it, Jesus!
Mm-hmm.
shanti, shanti. Om shanti.
By all the ascended beings, the bodhisattvas and saints, and all those who have walked the surface of the earth in the light of the eternal truth, come to the aid of our beloved sister,
This is Tomash and Emily's farm. I already called and told them the situation. We'll be safe here. Fishers are coming in to vote for a new leader.
Ian!
Yeah?
We have to convene.
Everyone's arriving.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's not my bad.
Emily, Tomash, this is Key.
Welcome.
Miriam. Yeah. They need to wash up and rest.
How about Julian's meat?
Yeah, can somebody give me a lift back to London?
No. It's too dangerous. We'll sort it tomorrow. Tomash, get him a shower and a clean shirt. Okay. Tomash, don't block the car and it needs to be jump-started. Ian?
Yeah.
Are
we missing
it? They like you. They don't like anyone.
Strength and unity.
Sure, it's fit?
I agree.
Yeah, it's fine. Thanks.
I'll take care of this.
As head fishers, we need to make a choice now. We need to choose leadership.
I don't think those blood stains will wash up.
Don't worry about it. Throw it away.
I'm in charge of watching you.
Why?
Well, they told me.
Well, I'm going back to London tomorrow.
I lived there once. Didn't like it. No. They kill you.
Where are you from?
Poland.
Is this your place?
My missus. She's a cod. English fish.
Mr. Farron, Key would like a word with you. She's in the barn. It's all right, Thomas. I'll watch him.
Hey, don't smoke in the barn, eh?
Look. I'll be right outside.
You know what they do to these cows? They cut off their tits. They do. Zzz. Gone. Bye. Only leave four. Four tits fits the machine. It's wacko. Why not make machines to talk eight titties, eh?
is that what you want to talk about? Cows and titties?
Julian told me about your baby. Said his name was Dylan. You taught him to swim when he was two. He called you Papa. She said if anything goes spooky, I should talk to you. Said you'd help me. Said you'd get me to the boat.
What boat?
The tomorrow.
The tomorrow? I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm sure your friends can take care of you.
But Julian said only trust you. She said you'd help me.
I don't know why she said that. Listen, I don't quite know what's going on.
You can't leave.
Key, I'm in a lot of trouble myself. I'm sorry.
Wait!
What are you doing? Don't do that.
I'm scared. Please help me.
Jesus Christ.
Key!
What are you doing?
Key! Are you all right?
She wanted him to know. She has the right.
Of course she has.
For God's sake.
When you're ready, come inside. Everybody's arrived.
She's pregnant.
Now you know what's at stake.
But she's pregnant.
Yeah, I know. It's a miracle, isn't it?
Fish's terrorist leader Julian Taylor was killed today in a gun battle with police near Canterbury. Four other terrorists escaped after murdering two officers. Police say they have sufficient forensic and surveillance evidence to identify the four killers. All suspects should be considered armed and extremely dangerous.
This was broadcast an hour ago. We have to assume it's just a matter of time before they identify the rest of us, which includes you, Theo.
Why is he here?
He's not Fish.
He's not one of us.
I want him here.
Key wants him. He stays.
Now, we all agreed to deliver Key to our brothers and sisters in the Human Project.
Right.
But now we've got to reevaluate that position.
No, there's no need. We move forward with the original plan.
Yes! Hey, she'll never make it. The police are looking for her.
We can find a way. It's what Julian wanted.
We'll be risking the girl's life.
Listen, listen! She belongs here. And this baby is the flag that could unite us all.
We never use this baby for political purposes.
My baby's not a flag.
Make it public!
What?
What?
Excuse me?
You should make it public.
Well, you saw the telly. She's about to be very public.
Doesn't matter. She's pregnant.
Oh, right. And then the government will say, well, we were wrong. Fuji's are humans too.
Yeah, well, whatever's going on, whatever your political ideas are, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
She needs a doctor.
You really don't.
Look, the government will take her baby and parade a posh black English lady as the mother. Nobody's taking my baby.
We all know this government would never acknowledge the first human birth in 18 years from a Fuji.
A wanted Fuji. Why don't we explain to Mr. Farron what they do to immigrants in this country?
He knows. He's seen the cages. He's not that stupid.
I'm not going to the government. You told me you would get into the Human Project. You promised me.
Right. Well, but I don't think it's safe to try and reach the coast now. You could stay here, Key. It's a safe place for you to have your child. Then when you and the baby are well enough, we will find a way to get you to the Human Project. I promise you.
It could take months to get back in touch with them again.
This is true.
We have to take it under consideration. Key, this is your decision.
What do you think?
I think you need proper care.
Oh, brilliant.
She has proper care.
What the fuck does he know? Shit.
Key. Key, this is your choice.
I have my baby here. Then you get me to the Human Project.
Thank you. We need to organize safe houses. No more than 3 days in one place.
No, you can't keep moving her around.
It's for a second.
Ow.
I'm dying. The forest has been freeing for hours. Oh,
shut up. Get a spike out of here. Get it out.
Medicine.
Mostly for cows.
Hide the bandages, clean towels, whatever you have, bring it to the bar. For God's sake, hide the fucking motorcycle. You put everything at risk.
What was that supposed to do? What about all the fucking police here? You said it would be safe.
We have
no worry about the cops. You. What were you thinking? What was I thinking? Did you realize your crazy uprising in jeopardy? We have a baby. Everyone will join us in the uprising. But we can forget about the baby if the girl even suspects we've killed Julian.
What was I supposed to do? You saw how he is. He's on death's fucking door.
Protocol.
He's his fucking cousin.
Luke, he needs a doctor.
Don't worry. We'll take care of him. Simon, right?
Hi, Simon.
Right, sit down, Patrick. Simon's a good fish. So are you. Be proud to know that because of the two of you, the uprising is assured. The baby will stay with us.
Where's Farron? He's a fucking dead man.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow. We'll do him then, after we move the girl. Patrick. You have a break protocol again. I'll have to kill you.
Key, it's Theo. Listen to me.
What's going on?
Luke killed Julian. They want your baby. They killed Julian. They killed Julian. They're going to kill me. We have to leave. We have to go.
Mario, shut up.
Trust me. We've got to go.
Stop it. Stop it. Follow you. I'm going with him. Miriam, you can stay if you want. You have to keep your mouth shut.
Safir,
yeah.
It looks bloody fucking awful.
Really?
All that dirt and sand in there, no way to hide the blood in, no skin.
Shit.
It's fucking disgusting.
He's not gonna make it.
Well, of course he's not gonna make it. With all the blood and guts coming out. Hey, Samir.
Thank you.
been shot! No! Get out!
Miriam, jump start the car!
Oh, we have to go!
Wait till it gets faster!
All right, just push, you push!
Go, go, go! Oh, yeah, the last one was really fucking safe.
Well, what do you suggest?
Don't worry. I know where to go. Jasper? And she flows. Janice? Within ourselves. To take dips daily, we dive in gaily. He knows who goes within himself. Jasper? The abode of angels. Whoa,
oh, fuck! Oh, fuck you.
What are you doing with this shit?
This? I mix it. A bit of bread to poison the rats. It's not bullshit, what they say. They pass away quite peacefully.
Jasper, meet Miriam and Key.
They're tomorrow. Hospital ship disguised as a fishing boat. They'll take us to the human project.
I told you, amigo, the human project is real.
Yeah, but you're also the guy that believes in UFOs. Tell them about that thing you saw on the heath.
You saw a UFO?
Did you know that the human project is supposed to have a community on the Azores?
Mm, it's a sanctuary. That's where they'll take us, Keith.
Can you catch this ship anywhere else?
Oh, it's going to stop at the last two weather buoys en route at sunset. So it'll be tonight at Winsmore and then two nights' time at Bexhill.
You can forget about Winsmore. We'd never make it in time.
No, it's our only chance. We can't get into Bexhill. That's a refugee camp.
Eureka. Eat and rest. With a little bit of luck, you're going to need all your energy.
Where are you going?
Feed her for me, Theo. Key, your baby is the miracle the whole world's been waiting for. Shanty, shanty, shanty.
Do you really see a UFO?
Is she doing her voodoo voodoo?
She's doing something.
She smited me with that. Said it was good for my baby. Does she look posh to you? Or gawky?
Ernest.
Cha.
How many months?
It takes 9 months.
I know. Who's the father?
With it. I'm a virgin.
Sorry?
Cha, be wicked, eh?
Yeah, it would.
Fuck knows. I don't know most of the wanker's name. You know, when I started puking, thought I'd catch the pest. But then my belly started getting big. Nobody ever told me these things. I never seen a pregnant woman before. But I knew. I felt like a freak. I didn't tell nobody. I thought about the quietest thing. Supposed to be suave. Pretty music and all that. Then the baby kicked. I feel it. Little bastard was alive, and I feel it, and me too. I am alive. Frolly.
Frolly.
Name my baby Frolly.
It's the first baby in 18 years. You can't call it Frolly.
Says who?
Okay, I found your boat.
Great.
How?
We get ourselves arrested.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Sid, this border guard I sold pot to has agreed to get us into Bex Hill. Nicely ironic, eh? We break into prison. What?
We kid.
I shouldn't.
You already did. Take another one. Now cough. What do you taste?
Strawberries.
Strawberries. That's what it's called, strawberry cough.
Wicked.
So, you've got faith over here, right? A chance over there.
Like yin and yang.
Sort of.
Oh, Shiva and Shakti.
Lennon and McCartney.
Look, Julian and Theo.
Yeah, there you go. Julian and Theo met among a million protesters in a rally by chance. But they were there because of what they believed in the first place, their faith. They wanted to change the world, and their faith kept them together. But by chance, Dylan was born.
This is him?
Yeah, that's it. He'd have been about your age. Magical child. Beautiful. Their faith put in praxis.
Praxis? What happened?
Chance. He was their sweet little dream. He had little hands, little legs, little feet, little lungs. In 2008, along came the flu pandemic. And then by chance, he was gone.
Oh, Jesus.
You see, Theo's faith lost out to chance. So, why bother if life's going to make its own choices?
Watch out, baby's got Theo's eyes.
Yeah. Oh,
that's terrible. But, you know, everything happens for a reason.
That I don't. But Theo and Julian will always bring Theo. Love you.
It's the alarm. Someone's breaking in.
What is it?
Look at this.
Jasper, hurry up! Where's Janice?
Take the back path to the main road, then follow the map I've given Miriam.
What are you talking about?
Wait for Sid in the old school in Watchbell Road in Rye. Give him this and tell him he's a facet's pig.
We need to get Janice.
We're not going, Theo.
What are you talking about?
Well, you don't need an anchor.
No, Jasper, you're coming.
No, you need time. We'll stall him. I'll send him the wrong way. It's the best idea. Go on.
Jasper.
Theo, I've talked my way out of worse things than this. Believe me. Go on. Go. Oh, and remember, tell Sid he's a fascist pig.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Tuesday, who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
Dead woman and dog inside.
They're going to Beck's Hill.
When did they leave?
Pull my finger. I'll do it.
Theo, I'm so sorry.
Don't you fucking touch me. You tell me the fucking reason in that.
It's all part of a bigger thing.
Shut up!
Shut up and get in the fucking car.
Jasper?
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I was 31, midwife at the John Radcliffe. I was doing a stint in the antenatal clinic. Three of my patients miscarried in 1 week. Others were in their fifth and sixth month. Managed to save two of the poor babies. Next week, five more miscarried. Then the miscarriages started happening earlier. I remember booking a woman in for her next appointment and noticing that the page 7 months ahead was completely blank. Not a single name. I rang a friend who was working at Queen Charlotte's and she had no new pregnancies either. She then rang her sister in Sydney. And it was the same thing there. You can relax, she's finished. As the sound of the playgrounds faded, the despair set in. Very odd what happens in a world without children's voices. I was there at the end.
Now you're going to be there at the beginning.
Yeah. I'll be there at the beginning.
Come on, we gotta go.
Stop where you are.
I'm looking for Sid.
Hands up on your head.
You're a fascist pig.
See?
I was told to tell you you're a fascist pig.
Say it again.
No, don't, please. Don't.
Say it again. Say it!
You're a fascist pig.
Yeah. Come on. It was Jasper's idea, you know. The whole password thing. He will piss himself laughing when I tell him about this. He's a cheeky old bastard. So proud of his weed. Sid could get it a lot cheaper from the gangs, but Sid likes to deal with Jasper. Jasper's straight. A true gentleman.
All right.
What's wrong with her? She's sick?
Just car sick.
She's not gonna puke, is she?
No, she's fine.
Puking's bad. Very, very bad. Doesn't wash out. Smell never goes away. Usually, it's people trying to get out of Bixhill, not in. Sid doesn't know why you want to get in. Sid doesn't want to know. Sid doesn't care.
Just breathe. Just breathe.
What's wrong with her?
Minor contraction. It's normal. Just breathe.
When you're released, stroll out with the other Fugees. Look for the statue of a soldier. There you'll meet a woman, Marika. Arab, gypsy, something. Always carries a shitty little dog with her. She'll find you accommodation for tonight. Right. The Fugees there. Show us the Fugee face. Sad face. Sad Fugee face. That's good. That's good.
Come on, we're gonna hurry up.
mein Herr. Entschuldigen Sie, aber ich bin sehr, sehr hungrig.
To meet the boat?
Sunset tomorrow.
How do we know that Luke and his mob haven't intercepted it?
Luke has no way of contacting the human project, nor does anyone else.
Say again?
Contact with the human project is done by mirrors. Julian was our mirror.
What do you mean, mirrors?
Mirrors. They contact one of our people. That person contacts someone else and so on till word gets to Julian. She tells Luke.
You mean you never actually talked to any of them? Don't fucking tell me you never actually talked to them.
All right. Shh. Breathe it out.
Is she okay?
That's it. Breathe it out. Breathe it out.
I can't fucking breathe.
You sure this is normal?
It shouldn't be this frequent. Come on, breathe it out. All right.
I'm all wet.
The water's broke. The baby's coming.
Shit.
All right, sweetheart. All right, sweetheart. Everything is fine. Breathe. Just breathe it out. That's it. Tomorrow, we'll be safe. We'll be on the boat. On the tomorrow.
Guardate! Guardate!
Look up, you piece of shit. Look up.
Non sento niente, sono cattolico. Non sento niente.
Get out.
Sono
cattolico.
The strength to know she has the power already within her. She has the wisdom already.
What? I said, what's wrong with you? I said, what's wrong with you?
St. Gabriel, help us. We
need... Shut up. Rot you up. Out.
St. Gabriel, come to our aid in this hour.
Get out. Up now. Come on, out.
Kaka.
What?
Piss. Kaka. Smell. Go.
You smell it yourself. You fucking people disgust me.
She's okay, Kate. She's okay. She's gonna be.
Fuck off, is it?
Fuck off.
America.
Just breathe through. That's it. It's okay. We're almost there, Key. We're almost there. Water. I'm just going to wash my hands.
Theo!
Yeah,
Theo!
I'm here. It's okay. Everything's okay.
Do something!
It's looking good, Keith. It's looking good. You're doing great. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing.
I am breathing!
No, like Miriam said, do you remember? Breathe out. Just think about the out. Just breathe out and push. Push as well. That's it. That's it. Yes, you can. That's you can. Just out and push. Out and push. That's it. That's it. Key, I can see the head. I can see the head. You're doing great. You're doing great, Key. That's it. That's it. It's coming again. Just breathe out and push. Out and push. That's it. Out and... You can. Yes, you can.
I fucking can't.
Yes, you fucking can. Come on.
I can't do it.
Keith, your head's coming out. That's it. You're nearly there. You're nearly there. Just push. Push, Keith. Push. Push. That's...
Oh, how is he?
It's a go. Key, you've got to go. Yeah, it's okay. There's no rush. You've done it. Key. See? It wasn't that bad.
Well, not for you.
King of England, open the door, you asshole, and sit.
can you sleep through when the whole city's going to hell? What's wrong with her?
She's fine. It's a woman's thing.
A few hours ago, a bomb blew a hole in the fence and Fugie's got out. But Sid happens to know. The hole in the fence isn't about Fugie's getting out. It's about fishies getting in. Sid also happens to know that the army's going to blow the shit out of this place. But don't worry. Sid is here to get you out.
Go away. Go,
what you got there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No? Like to show me?
I don't have anything. It's nothing.
Well,
I don't
if it's
have
nothing,
anything.
Then I can have a look.
It's nothing.
Let me see.
No.
Let me see. It's okay. Let me see. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. That's
right. We got a baby.
Oh, fuck.
And now we need a rowboat. Can you help us?
Get it up. Get it up. We need to go.
Can you help us get a boat?
Yeah. Just get it up. We need to go. We need to go now.
What? What's she saying?
She doesn't want us to go.
Shut up. Bastard! We need to go. Sid was watching television last night with Mummy. She's a sweet old soul. Dying of cancer is heartbreaking. And then the news came on. And you two were on it. Something about cop killer. Something about a big reward. Sid then finds out the fishies are looking for you. So Sid thinks the fishies are looking for you. The coppers are looking for you. You people are first-class commodities. Shut the fuck up! Shut up! Down! Now, Sid has a baby.
Arată copilul.
Arată copilul.
Прекрасный баюшки баю, тихо.
Look at that, Theo. They love my baby. I'm going to call her Bazooka.
Bazooka?
You don't like it?
I was getting used to Froley.
Froley's a man's name. What is he thinking? Give him your boy's name. Or again.
We have a boat. Stay here. In 1 hour we go.
Thanks.
Human project? Real?
Better be.
No, mommy, be. Be. She be. 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 Tanto!
Safe now. How's the child?
You put their lives at risk.
Just let it go. You don't know what you're doing.
No. Look around you. It's the uprising. And they haven't even seen the baby. Let's go.
No!
Not in front of the girl. Wait till we get around the corner and do them all. Come on!
Passing the forks along the road, and all of them were stunning. And all the lads and lasses
there,
it's okay. All the
Fire!
carrying the baby up the stairs. I start crying. I've forgotten what they look like. They're so beautiful. They're so tiny.
Julian was wrong. She thought it could be peaceful. How can it be peaceful when they try and take away your dignity? We need him, Theo. We need the baby. We need him.
It's a girl, Luke.
A girl. I had a sister.
No, 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 it's not over.
Marika! Marika, get in the boat!
No, no!
The boy, Theo, the boy!
You okay?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. What a day.
We're too late, aren't we?
No. No, we're fine.
But they said they wouldn't wait.
Trust me. They'll come back.
I'm bleeding. Jesus shit, I'm bleeding.
No, no, no,
I'm bleeding everywhere.
It's me.
What?
He got me.
Bad.
No. I'm fine. Keep her close, Key. Whatever happens, whatever they say, you keep her close. It's gonna be okay. She's probably got wind. Winder. Put her on your shoulder. Just help her back. Gently.
Dylan.
Huh?
I'll call my baby Dylan. It's a girl's name too.
Thank you. rest of you. That while you're thinking things over, here's something you just got to do. Free the people now. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Well, we were caught with our hands in the air. Don't despair, paranoia's everywhere. We can shake it with love when we're scared. So let's shout.
Well, did you hear? Listen, natural order. Those most deserving will end up with the most. That the cream cannot help but always rise up to the top. Well, I say, shit floats. If you thought things had changed, friend, you better think again. Bluntly put, in the fewest of words, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Now the working classes are obsolete. They are surplus to society's needs. So let them all kill each other and get it made.
Taken to a by a third.